the legal status of same-sex marriage here in Michigan was taken for quite a ride over the weekend. Late Friday afternoon, Federal District Judge Bernard Friedman declared Michigan's 2004 ban on gay marriage unconstitutional. By Saturday afternoon, the clerks in four Michigan counties, Washtenaw, Muskegon, Oakland, and here in Ingham, issued hundreds of marriage licenses to same-sex couples. By Saturday afternoon, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette's request to put the ruling on hold was granted by the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. That temporary hold lasts until Wednesday. I spoke just a few moments ago with the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta to bring us up to speed. Late Friday, U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman issued his ruling striking down the Michigan Marriage Act as unconstitutional. Bring us up to speed here today with regard to the courts and the legal activity involved.
Well, and of course, this got a lot of attention, but we had about 300 and something couples in four counties, Oakland, Washtenaw, Ingham, and Muskegon, who were issued marriage licenses, and most of them got married that same day. Sometime toward the end of the day, in fact, while some of the couples that were waiting were still in line, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals first set a deadline of noon tomorrow for the plaintiffs in the case, the people who are challenging the law, to file a motion on why the court should not suspend the district court judge's decision, and then a separate order that granted an emergency stay of that decision while they, you know, basically do their due deliberation on whether or not that, you know, everything should just be put on hold while the case is on appeal.
Is it known why a stay was issued? Why no stay was issued sooner?
We don't. Judges typically don't explain those decisions. That we just went through Judge Friedman's decision, and he explained that, in his opinion, based on the evidence, the scientific evidence, that there was nothing that shows that being married in a household led by a same-sex couple is harmful to children. That the state's case was weak. And that marriage is a right that people don't get to vote on the way that we did here in Michigan 10 years ago. But there was no explanation as to why he decided not to put a hold on that order, because everyone knew, including the judge, that this would certainly be appealed.
As you pointed out, hundreds of same-sex couples were issued marriage licenses Saturday in four counties, yeah, including Ingham. We'll talk with Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram here in just
right.
a minute.
The very first marriage was actually in Ingham
right.
County, because Barb Byram opened an hour before everyone else.
What's the status of those marriage certificates right now?
Well, the status of those marriage certificates is they are in the possession of those couples. But beyond that, it's all in limbo. It would be very difficult to declare the marriage null and void once it's happened, but we really don't know. What we do know is that because everything's put on hold, that anything that those couples might have done today with their new rights, such as, you know, start adoption proceedings on children that they're raising together, that cannot happen yet.
Is there a precedent we can look at, though? Because Michigan's not the first state to go through this. Utah, others.
Utah is the case that everyone's looking at right now, and one of the reasons why everyone sort of felt that eventually the court would grant a stay is because that's what happened in the Utah case, that a couple of weeks went by and, the people were getting married before the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in and said, just cut it out while everything gets sorted through.
So we'll have more legal machinations tomorrow and then again on Wednesday. How long might this process take?
Well, you know, there are no hard and fast deadlines. What we know right now is that the Sixth Circuit said that everything is on hold until Wednesday, And there's even a little bit of disagreement as to whether that means it's on hold through the balance of Tuesday and is lifted on Wednesday, or if it lasts all the way through Wednesday, although experience would suggest that the Court of Appeals is not going to allow the stay to be lifted without some decision on whether or not the court will enjoin the decision.
And how likely is it, Rick, that this case makes it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, it's really hard to say, Mark. On the one hand, unlike last summer when and in the fall when we were expecting maybe something would happen quickly, we're no longer first in line. There are quite a few cases, quite a few states where this is already being litigated. But there is one unique thing about the Michigan case, which is Judge Friedman made this a trial about the scientific studies, the evidence on the effects of children and families when it comes to being raised in same-sex households. And no other case really has that record. And so that would certainly suggest that, Michigan would be a ripe case to be probably part of a combined set of states that go before the United States Supreme Court.
Rick Pluta covers the Capitol for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks for your help this morning, and thanks for all your hard work over the weekend.
Oh, my pleasure, Mark.
And with us now in Studio S here at Current State, Emily Devendorf, the Managing Director for Equality Michigan, a statewide LGBT advocacy group. Welcome back, Emily.
Thank you.
And also with us, Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, who issued the state's first marriage license to a same-sex couple in Michigan here on Saturday morning. Welcome back, Barb.
Thank you.
Current State did reach out to Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette to join us today. We did not hear back from the AG's office soon enough for this segment. Emily, what was your reaction to Judge Friedman's ruling on Friday?
On Friday, of course, we were overjoyed. We have had quite the weekend of ups and downs, but on Friday we were thrilled to have a decision and to be able to look forward to a weekend of action and of our dignity and our humanity being validated.
What have you been hearing from your supporters? What kinds of things?
Our supporters are ready to move forward and ready to move their families into greater stability. We've been denied access to resources, access to basic rights, and we have families, we have partners, so we want to be able to provide for them in the way that every Michigander should be able to provide for their partners and families.
Barb Byram, you issued the state's first marriage license to a same-sex couple. What compelled you to open for business on Saturday morning?
Well, Friday night we got word that the ban was ruled unconstitutional. And by then, my vault was locked. Most of my staff was gone. And I said, well, we'll take applicants Monday morning. But I couldn't sleep with myself. I just couldn't sleep Friday night. And then I decided that if it was feasible, then perhaps I could open on Saturday. So I sent a text message to my staff in an hour I'd prefer not to admit to. And they didn't respond, which most people shouldn't have responded to that text message. A few hours later, I sent them another text message. And a couple hours after that, I got the first response from my first staff member. It was about 6:15 in the morning. And she said, I'll be there. I'm ready to go. And that's when I realized it would be feasible to open up the office. So that's when I started letting people know that the Ingham County Clerk's Office would be open for business at 8 a.m. Saturday morning. After that, more and more staff members said that they would be there. So we are operating at full strength Saturday morning. My staff is absolutely amazing. They came to work on a Saturday morning to serve the public, and I so appreciate that. I had volunteers show up. I had 5 officiants show up just to help officiate ceremonies. My mom showed up. My husband showed up. My kids think they helped. They think they helped. They're 4 and 6, so help is a relative term. It was absolutely amazing. We issued, by the time the day was over, 57 marriage licenses. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing.
There are some people suggesting that you and other county clerks were complicit in this legal confusion by opening your doors on Saturday morning. Any response to that?
You know, I was compelled to open the office. These couples that showed up at my courthouse Saturday morning have been together for decades. Decades. And to make them wait 2 more days to get married was unconscionable.
There's no question of your legal authority to open the office on a day that you're not formally scheduled to conduct business?
I have absolutely no question that I had the authority to open the office Saturday morning.
Okay. Emily, what's wrong with the state's argument here? Let's revisit one of the basics here. I mean, the Michigan Marriage Act was approved by voters 10 years ago. Why shouldn't it stand?
Well, as the judge found in his decision, it does violate the Equal Protection Clause. LGBT people are treated unequal under the law by having this ban in our state constitution. It creates disparities between families, between same-sex couples and opposite-sex couples in Michigan when we place a ban on marriage equality for same-sex couples, and we have marriage for opposite-sex couples. The judge found that there was no rational basis for keeping the ban on same-sex marriage. The state doesn't benefit from the ban. And the state was trying to make the argument that the state somehow benefited from having a ban on same-sex marriage, and it just simply does not. It does not add to the stability of Michigan families to have the ban in place. In fact, the judge found, and all of the experts that offered testimony in the case found, that it actually adds to instability for Michigan families. It creates stability in the home because it creates discrimination against LGBT families, and it creates discrimination. It creates instability that otherwise would not exist. And again, disparity between families in Michigan that would not exist.
This is an issue that has become a social and an economic issue in many respects, but marriage has its roots in religion. It is one of seven sacraments. Does it concern you that over time, folks who adhere to particular religious beliefs might never come around and get on board with same-sex marriage?
It does not concern me. We all have the right to our own religious beliefs, and that is one of the wonderful things about our country. And we should be able to continue to have our own individual religious beliefs. And that is another constitutional right. So we can continue to have beliefs against or for same-sex relationships, and our churches can continue to decide whether they want to perform ceremonies for same-sex couples. That will continue to be a right that each church has. But we cannot discriminate in our laws, in our Constitution, against certain groups of people. Religion cannot mix with law to discriminate against certain groups of people. We can have religious freedoms and we can have civil rights, and we should not be mixing the two to discriminate and to harm people.
Were you at the courthouse on Saturday morning?
Yes, I was. Okay. I live in Ingham County, so I wanted to see my friends get married, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And as Barb said, one of the things that I noticed that was especially poignant was that the majority of the couples that got married that day had been together for decades, and there were a great number of couples, and they were couples that you don't normally see out in the movement. Holding a sign. They are couples who have been active in their community, working daily jobs that we all do, living and building quiet lives and supporting each other, and living and doing the same things that we all do. These are people that you know and love, and they've been loving and supporting each other for decades, and it goes against the assumptions that a lot of people have, and I wish everybody was there to see that.
Michigan same-sex marriage opponent Gary Glenn, who you have appeared, Emily, on this program with, made a disparaging remark over the weekend over decisions being made by, quote, lawyers in black robes, or a lawyer in a black robe. Barb, any particular response to that?
That just shows the level of disrespect he has for the federal judge and for people that don't see his views of things. I think it's imperative that Michigan finally becomes an equality state where all people are treated equal in our state.
Are you confident about what will happen Tuesday and Wednesday, Barb? Are you confident? Are you anxious? What?
You know, I am still getting over the weekend and how much love and support there was over the weekend. We will be sending a letter to the U.S. Attorney General, encouraging him to recognize and have these marriage ceremonies recognized as legal marriages, because they most certainly are. And I look forward to continuing the fight for equality in our state.
Emily, what about you? Are you more anxious or more confident?
We are more driven.
That wasn't an option.
Yeah, yes. Once the temporary stay was put into place, we immediately started a petition to ask the Attorney General to drop the appeal. And within 24 hours, in less than 24 hours, about 8,000 Michigan citizens signed the petition, and the petition continues to grow. So by the middle of Tuesday, we'll be presenting the petition to the Attorney General and the governor's office, asking them to drop the appeal. We don't expect that they'll do that, but Michigan citizens are quickly and loudly vocalizing that they are not on the Attorney General's side with this, that they were happy to see Michigan citizens being able to embrace their civil rights, their basic humanity, and that they are embarrassed by the Attorney General continuing to defend discrimination in Michigan and would like this to stop. So we are just continuing to move forward, and we will do whatever we can to support the legal team and to support the Deborah Rouse family and to come at this from every direction. We're still educating the whole state on why marriage equality matters and laying the foundation for a ballot measure if we have to go that route, and making sure that the family and the legal team has every resource they need to win along the way.
Emily Diefendorf is the Managing Director for Equality Michigan. Barb Byram is the Ingham County Clerk. Thanks to both of you.